In my final SHRM 24 conversation, we'll talk to the CEO of the Employee Referral to Aaron. RecTech Media Travel to SHRM is sponsored by JobCase. Enjoy the audio.
Welcome to RecTech, the podcast where recruiting and technology intersect. Each month, you'll hear from vendors shaping the recruiting world, along with recruiters who'll tell you how they use technology to hire talent. Now, here's your host, the mad scientist of online recruiting, Chris Russell.
All right, podcasting live from the GP booth at SHRM 24 in Chicago. And I've got Mike Staffish.
Staffish. Yeah.
Okay, I tried.
Like the, J's not
the CEO and founder of Aaron App, an employer referral platform. So, Mike, good to meet you, and welcome to Chicago.
Nice to meet you. It's been interesting so far. The main speaker canceled, right?
Oh, yeah. Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah. So that was fun. That's the only reason. It's actually the only reason we came. So I don't know what we do now. So we'll just kind of sell stuff, I guess.
Awesome. So tell the audience, what is Aaron App?
Yeah, so Aaron's an employee referral platform. We help businesses engage employees to participate in recruitment. And what that means is we're taking the 40-year-old paper policy of refer somebody and we'll give you $1,000, automating all of that and then creating an experience around it so that the employees can constantly be involved, and it kind of creates like a flywheel of just like a snowball effect, right? So typically we work with businesses of at least like 1,000 employees or more, all the way up to a couple hundred thousand employees. What we're trying to do is get them from 10% hires from referrals to 30% hires from referrals. When we do that, there's three things that we're really driving home. One is cost per hire. The second is time to fill, and then the third is retention and decreasing turnover. So,
beyond using Aaron App, what are some of the things companies need to do for referrals to be successful at it?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're tech that makes it easier to administrate and easier to engage with, but the reality is that most people struggle with just pure communication, right? I mean, grab any random employee and say, hey, what is our referral bonus? They're not going to know, right? So figuring out ways to make that communication happen better, and you know, nobody wants another email saying there's another job open, right? So what we see effective is a lot of, you know, putting posters in break rooms, having a very easy place to go and learn about the policy to participate, you know, dedicated URLs. Those are the things that matter, because if people can't get in there and figure it out easily, they're never gonna do anything. This is their side hustle, right? So they don't care about talent acquisition, but they do care about $1,000, right? So that's the gap that people need to close. Tech just makes it a lot easier, right?
Yeah, I remember I interviewed a guy, HR director, a number of years ago, and he had put around the office like TVs with like little commercials almost playing about referrals. Yeah. I thought that was a pretty cool idea. But communication is right. You have to really explain it to employees, make it easier for them to know how to do it.
I mean, yeah, you gotta, like, again, this is their side hustle within the org. So, like, they have no idea what's going on. You need to market it constantly to them through parties, right? Make it part of your initiatives. Like, make it part of the company-wide announcements, right? Those are the things that close the gap.
You guys have a new product launch this week. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so today, hot off the press. I didn't even look at the press release yet, so I hope it's out there. Otherwise, we're ahead of ourselves, but this won't air in time. We'll be fine. So the new product's a recognition product. So we have employee referrals. We do have an internal mobility add-on that people use, and then now we have a full recognition product that can actually be used standalone. So the cool thing about that is it really buys into the message of like the full life cycle of how employees participate in talent acquisition. It's refer your friends, bring them in. So new hires, you know, feed the machine, right? And then you have growing your career internally to help people develop and stay with the organization. And then recognition, which closes the gap on the other side, which is helping retain people so that they don't leave. And when that all happens together, it's a giant snowball effect, right? The more that people are recognized and enjoy being there, the more they're going to refer their friends. The more they refer their friends, the more people come in that then enjoy being recognized and staying there. So we're really excited to have kind of both sides of the problem fixed, new hires and you know, turning off the spigot to get retention to the right place.
So what's your new recognition look like for the employee? Like, you mean an actual use case? What happens?
Remember, they're already in our platform doing things, right? So they're in there looking at jobs. They can see how much you can earn. They can track their bonuses, fun stuff like that. The new product, it's a little bit more of a social aspect. They can engage with each other. So peer-to-peer reward system. Think of it as like a wall, like just any social media wall where you can see those interactions. Insert GIFs and stuff like that. It's fun, right? As they do that, there's a point system behind it where they earn points by participating, and then they can use those points to give those rewards to each other. The customers will have the option to check out, like with digital gift cards, they can do a swag store, non-monetary rewards. Obviously, we're heavy on bonuses. Like we have a direct integration to payroll, so if they want to create rewards and bonuses in the recognition side that do get paid out through payroll, we can do that super easy as well. So it's, think of it as it's just a gamified, like, hey, like you're so close to earning that next reward, can we get you in? It's a cool system.
Let's talk numbers a bit. When it comes to payouts for employees, what are the highs and lows within your business, within your customer base?
Yeah, for sure. Healthcare is on fire in a lot of ways. We see nurse positions paying up to $10,000. We see cyber security with secret clearance positions paying $20,000 sometimes, right? These are very specific hires, right? So, and imagine the recruiter fee to go find that that person. On average, we see about $1,000 to $1,500. It's gone up and down a little bit over the years. We do average them out, but it's pretty consistent that people bottom out at 500 at the lowest. 1,000 is very common, and then up to 5,000 on more specialized roles. So, just within since we're talking about healthcare, think of it as anybody. You'll give $1,000 for any hire. Nurses, we're going to give you $5,000. Doctors, we're going to give you $10,000, right? So, about that $1,000 to $1,500 range.
What's the overall average for the industry as far as just percentage of employee referrals or hires in the market?
So if you're over 10,000 employees, I could almost guarantee that you're at 8 to 12% hires from referrals today. Some people are worse, some people are better. Really, obviously, it depends on the situation. Depends on who you're hiring, how you're hiring them. Obviously, you're going to have communication hurdles for manufacturing because the employees are not on computers, they're not engaging with tech versus something like an office job. But it's 8 to 12%. And then from there, what we want to get you is to 30-35%. And we've done it.
Do you have clients in that range now?
That's the magic, right? We're 2 years in with a customer, and they're kind of like our poster child just because everything's just lined up so perfectly. Like, we have people that have done better than them, but they started at 3% hires from referrals.
3%?
3%. They brought in a full-time person to manage it. They got them to 9%, so they tripled that. That's pretty good. Plateau from there, they bring in Aaron, they're now at 35% hires from referrals with 75% engagement of their workforce, which is pretty awesome.
That's pretty impressive, definitely. What's your favorite feature of the product?
I've had people laugh at me when I tell them we do employee referrals. So they go, it's like a Google form, right? The nuances behind it are often lost on the surface. And what I mean by that is automating every single part of the written policy can be very hard, right? And I'm talking things like, did they work here before? Well, if they worked here 12 months ago, it's okay, I'll pay you a bonus. But if they worked here 9 months ago, we're not going to pay you a bonus. Or maybe a hiring manager is eligible for referral bonuses unless they're referring to a job that they're the hiring manager of. So there's a lot of weird rules you have to pull together to truly automate this. We're doing this, with organizations that have over 100,000 people. Like, so you're getting quite literally tens of thousands of bonuses paid every year. Everything has to be perfect. So we've done this all along, but what we've now done is brought that into the UI to give our customers control on it, meaning they can go in there and they can basically see every rule we've ever written, and then there's like drop downs that they can build their own. And it allows them to now think like, oh shit, we didn't even know we needed that, right? So now they can do some pretty cool stuff, and that's all in the UI, and they have full control on it. So it's while not a very sexy feature on the surface, it's super powerful.
Is AI going to play a part in this at all?
Yeah. I had a guy yell at me earlier for saying AI. It
seems like a pretty, referral seems like a pretty simple use case for a software. Does it need AI?
Well, no, that's a good point. What it needs is a way for employees to find what they're looking for faster. So you have to remove all friction in the process. So what we are launching this summer, AI slash machine learning, but mixed in with natural language processing. So if I'm a security guard, I should be able to say, hey, I want a security guard job that's within 20 miles of a major city that pays $20 an hour, and then find the job. So that's where you can leverage things like natural language processing to turn it in from something that a human would say into a result. That's and then matching based on data in that job and for that person as well. So that's where we're leveraging it. And it's exciting. I mean, think about, again, large organizations. Your average person's not used to looking for work, a job within the organization. They don't want to deal with the dozen drop downs on how to specify something and get somewhere. They just want to say what they want and then show them the result. That's what we're releasing.
Good stuff, Mike. Tell the audience where to go to learn more.
Erinapp.com, ErinApp.com, and find us on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Thanks.
Looking for your next HR technology role? Go to your browser, type in hrtechjob.com, and browse hundreds of jobs with the best HR technology vendors. HR tech professionals finally have a dedicated job marketplace to find work or be found. Sign up for job alerts or post a resume. Discover jobs with companies like Workday, Phenom, HiBob, Deel, and more. You'll even find HR tech roles with employers in case you want to work with managing HCM or HRIS platforms. HR Tech Job, the only job market for HR technology careers. Join us at hrtechjob.com.
Another episode of RecTech is in the books. Follow Chris on Twitter at Chris Russell or visit rectechmedia.com, where you can find the audio and links for this show on our blog. RecTech Media helps keep employers and recruiters up to date through our podcasts, webinars, and articles. So be sure to check out our other sites, Recruiting Headlines and HR Podcasters, to stay on top of recruiting industry trends. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon on the next episode of RecTech, the Recruiting Technology Podcast.